Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. A cash splash from the state government to help West Aussie homeowners pay their power bills. It's one of the headliners of today's state budget. The Treasurer to hand down her first budget, with WA to see another surplus. But Rita Safiotti's told Seven we'll have to wait until 2 p.m. to see just how much power bill relief we'll get.
We know the past couple of years in particular, we've seen inflation, we've seen interest rates impact households. So that's why we believe cost of living is a priority right now, and that's why it's been a priority in this budget.
Transport Workers Union members are marching outside an Aldi in South Fremantle this afternoon, launching an ongoing national campaign for safety. National Secretary Michael Caine has sent this message for the supermarket giant.
We've been asking you now for 6 years to fix these problems and fix them through an arrangement with the Transport Workers Union, and you've refused.
In a statement, Aldi says it has repeatedly sought details about the safety allegations made by the TWU, but the union has refused to engage with them. The alleged criminal ringleader accused of killing Australian brothers Callum and Jake Robinson has faced a Mexican court overnight, where his ex-girlfriend has testified against him. And for the second time this year, an AFL player has been banned for a homophobic slur, this time at the Gold Coast Suns. Suns player Will Powell will miss the next 5 matches after conceding he made a terrible mistake in the match against Brisbane last Sunday. In sport, Fremantle's Sam Sukowski has been given the all clear to play in tomorrow night's blockbuster against Sydney, the forward passing this morning's concussion test. And AFL coaches are coming out to defend one of their own. Richmond's rookie coach Adam Uzay doesn't believe Luke Beveridge should step down at the Western Bulldogs.
He's a good friend of mine, and you hate seeing that. Not many teams have won a flag in the last 5 years, and they're one of them. So, that sort of scrutiny on all coaches is always going to be there.